This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. We are here today once again with Dr. Mark Halpern, one of the leaders in the field of yoga therapy in the United States and the founder and director of the California College of Ayurveda. Dr. Halpern, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be back here with you.
Certainly is, and thanks for coming out as well. Now, yoga has become a household word. Ayurveda is still new, but its popularity is growing rapidly. What is the relationship between these two practices?
Yoga and Ayurveda come from the same well of knowledge found in India. This knowledge is often called the Vedic science. Yoga refers to the traditional practices that lead to the attainment of peace of mind. Peace of mind and the path toward enlightenment. While most people think of yoga exercise or postures, it also includes breathing practices, meditation, and lifestyle. Now, Ayurveda, on the other hand, refers to the traditional practices that lead toward optimal health. It's a science of healing, and a science that is both preventative and curative in terms of disease. And it primarily utilizes diet and herbs, lifestyle and sensory therapies. Both of these sciences come from the same well. The relationship between them is really seen clearly in the relationship between the mind and the body. We could say that yoga is very much a science that addresses peace of mind, and Ayurveda is a science that addresses the health and the well-being of the body. And as we know, there's a very close relationship between the mind and the body. When the mind is at peace, the body is healthier. So Ayurveda and yoga are really like two sides of a coin. You can't really separate them. Ayurveda is the healing side of yoga. When yoga is used for healing, that is Ayurveda.
Now, I seem to be hearing the term yoga therapy a lot these days, more and more often as well. Now, can you tell me what yoga therapy is all about?
Well, yoga therapy really is the application of yoga to the healing process. Anytime yoga is used for healing, it's generally referred today as yoga therapy, although traditionally it was called Ayurveda. Now, the origins of today's yoga therapy grew out of the observation that people who do yoga heal physically and they heal mentally. That healing is really a side effect of the practice of yoga. They started to notice that people's bodies felt better, back pain would go away, neck pain, headaches. They also noticed that people who were depressed felt less depressed. They had a more positive outlook on life. These are the side effects or the benefits of the practice of yoga, the practice of creating a calm mind. And today, because of that observation, there's really several approaches to yoga and to yoga therapy. There is body-centered yoga therapy, which are yoga therapists who focus on using yoga for healing musculoskeletal problems, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, and so forth. And then there is psychologically based yoga therapy. And these psychological yoga therapists focus more on relaxation, stress reduction, mindfulness, as a therapy really for managing grief, managing depression, managing anxiety. And then there is what we would really call classical yoga therapy. And classical yoga therapy is the complete understanding of how yoga helps the body to heal. And classical yoga therapy describes this as normalizing the physiology of the body. And by normalizing the physiology of the body, you're supporting the body to heal itself, regardless of whether the condition is back pain or ulcers, whether it's cancer or multiple sclerosis. The classical system for understanding how yoga corrects the physiology of the body is Ayurvedic medicine. And so once again, we understand that yoga and Ayurveda really can't be separated if we want to understand, does yoga heal?
Well, taking that a step further, you specialize in a type of yoga therapy called Ayurvedic yoga therapy. Can you tell our audience about how these work together as well?
Well, Ayurvedic yoga therapy is classical yoga therapy. It's the traditional approach to healing through yoga. And it's the understanding of how the practices of yoga alter the physiology of the body and support the body to heal itself. Now, classical yoga therapy or Ayurvedic yoga therapy is the understanding of the physiology of the body through the traditional Vedic science, through the language of Ayurveda. And so the physiology of the body is described in terms of five elements. It's described in terms of three doshas. Many people have heard about the doshas because they've heard about their mind-body type. And many people have gotten used to the idea that they perhaps should eat according to their constitution or the balance of the three doshas. Or perhaps that there are herbs or colors that affect the three doshas. This is all a part of Ayurveda. But really, these three doshas are physiological forces in the body, and they're dependent upon the five elements. Now, there's more to understanding the physiology of the body than understanding the five elements and the three doshas. There's also an understanding of what's called the five vayus, or the five directions in which energy tends to flow. This is the energy that you draw toward you. It's called pranavayu. This is the energy that you absorb and move to toward your center. It's called samanavayu. The energy you move away from your center for circulation, this is called vyanavayu. The upward moving energy that moves toward your head, this is called udanavayu. And it also is the energy of expression and where you get your inspiration from. And apanavayu, which is the downward moving energy. It's the energy of elimination, and psychologically helps you to be more practical, more grounded. Now, those are a lot of new terms for a lot of people, but these are really just the five directions in which energy can flow in the body. And when we understand in an individual what is the disturbance in those five directions that energy flows, we can design practices that will restore the proper flow of energy in the body. So classical Ayurvedic yoga therapy is an energetically based system based on understanding the five elements, the three doshas, and these five vayus or five directions of flow. And there's even more to it. The psychology and the physiology of the body is also understood in terms of the seven chakras. And so our students in our Ayurvedic yoga therapy programs will study each of these energetic systems of the body in order to be able to then interpret what's happening in the energy systems of the body in their students or clients or patients, and then be able to prescribe the proper practices to restore the flow. So this really is classical yoga therapy. This is Ayurvedic yoga therapy. And based on what the practitioner finds, the practitioner prescribes an individualized program for each person that they see. Not everybody should eat the same foods. Not everybody should practice yoga in the same way. Yoga therapy is an individualized approach to the practice of yoga, so that your practice of yoga is not simply about getting more fit. It's about restoring the proper physiology of your body. And that's classical yoga therapy. That is Ayurvedic yoga therapy.
Today we are with Dr. Mark Halpern, one of the leaders in the field of yoga therapy in the United States and the founder and director of the California College of Ayurveda here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Halpern, can you give some simple examples of how yoga can be approached on an individual basis?
Yeah, sure. Let's just say that a practitioner determined that a person had what we might call a vata imbalance. A vata is one of those physiological energies, and the characteristic of a vata imbalance is that a person has become too mobile, too active, moves too quickly, speaks too quickly. There's a lot of excess motion in their body or excess motion in their mind. Now, we use the principle of opposites in order to restore normal physiology. So in that person, our goal would be to design practices that are going to create greater stillness in the body and stillness in the mind. So, for instance, a person with a vata imbalance would not be served by an approach to yoga or exercise, for that matter, that is very fast or that has a lot of jerky movements to it or does not include some rest in between the different poses or different exercise practices. We want to help the person with a vata imbalance get used to the idea of not moving so fast, of being more still. So this will affect very much the way in which we approach the practice of yoga for that person. Now, let's use another example. Supposing a person was experiencing too much heat in their body. We might say that they have a pitta imbalance. Maybe this is a person whose face is red oftentimes and has red eyes and maybe is prone to red skin rashes or inflammation in their body. They're going to need an approach to yoga, an approach to life, that will create greater coolness in the body and greater coolness in the mind. That colder or cooler quality is the opposite of the warmth that is part of the physiological disturbance that's present in their body. There are ways to breathe when you exercise that cool your body. You want to make sure that you don't push yourself too far or hold a pose for too long. These types of approaches to yoga tend to be too heating. Very vigorous, very strength-building yoga tends to be heating. And you know, some people even do yoga in very, very hot rooms. If the person has a pitta imbalance, just being in that room will cause more physiological disturbance. And so our practitioners assess what's happening in the physiology of the body and then can prescribe the appropriate approach. I'll give you another example. Supposing a person was having too much upward moving energy, this Uddana Vayu I mentioned earlier, and the symptom of that might be that they're dizzy. The symptom might be that they're lightheaded. The symptom might be that they're the type of person that has their head in the clouds, but their feet are not firmly rooted on the ground. They're not necessarily very practical. Now, that person needs an approach to yoga and an approach to life that helps to ground them, that brings the energy down toward their feet and connects them back to the earth. So everything we would do in the design of our program for that person is to turn the flow of energy downward toward the earth. Now, the opposite could be true, too. A person could have too much energy going down and not enough energy going up. That person might be very stoic, not very expressive, might be too stable. The person might not be motivated to move very much, might be very lethargic. That person might be very practical with their feet firmly rooted on the ground, but not much inspiration, doesn't see much possibility beyond what's present right here. Now, that individual, if we were to design a program for that person, it would look very different. We want to bring the energy up. We want to lift them up off the ground, expand their energy outward, going up into the realm of possibility. Because we're talking about yoga, a good example would be a headstand. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to just put somebody in a headstand that's not used to being in a headstand. We guide them through the process, of course. But to give you that example, if you're standing on your head, your feet are not firmly rooted to the ground. If you can stand on your head, you're going to start being open to other possibilities as well. Now, of course, every time we approach yoga, we approach it in a safe manner, and we approach it in a manner that is within the physical abilities of another person. But these are good examples of how the practice of yoga can be individualized in order to meet the needs of a person.
And finally, how does someone become an Ayurvedic yoga therapist? If they had the interest or passion to do so, what would be your recommendation?
Well, you know, the first thing is that the person must be a yoga teacher. So they must first be trained in yoga. And, of course, yoga is exploding. Yoga is a big industry all over the country and all over the world. So there are many, many yoga teachers, but the very first thing a person should do before even thinking about becoming a yoga therapist is to first become a yoga teacher and get some experience teaching generalized yoga classes. Now, once the person does that, to become an Ayurvedic yoga therapist is a postgraduate specialization. And that means that the individuals will usually take an intensive of about 2 weeks period of time. And over the course of that 2 weeks period of time, we'll spend about 120 hours together. And in that 120 hours, we spend time understanding Ayurveda, understanding the energetic systems of the body, and really understanding what every pose does to the energy of the body. How does the yoga pose affect the chakras? How does it affect the vayus? How does it affect the elements and the doshas? And much more that we even haven't had a chance to talk about. But that's what the students will do. They will study this. They will then, in the training, begin to design approaches to yoga to bring balance to the vata dosha, to bring balance to the pitta dosha, and to bring balance to the kapha dosha. And that's the experience that the students have during the 2 weeks period of time. Of course, that will also involve breathing practices that are unique for each individual and other yoga therapies as well.
Certainly appreciate your coming back and sharing this information with us. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the California College of Ayurveda or to be in contact with you online?
Sure. Your listeners can look at our website at the college, and there's a lot of information there. There's all kinds of resources for articles on Ayurveda, articles on yoga, as well as Ayurvedic yoga therapy. Our website is www.ayurvedacollege.com. That's A-Y-U-R-V, as in Victor, E-D-A, college.com. And we're also on Facebook, and so your listeners can go to Facebook and they can keep up with what's going on at the college that way. And your listeners are also welcome to email me personally. And my personal email is drh, that's Dr. H, drh, at ayurvedacollege.com. Again, the spelling A-Y-U-R-V as in Victor, E-D as in David, A-college.com.
Well, very good. Thanks once again for coming back. We've been speaking with Dr. Mark Halpern, one of the leaders in the field of yoga therapy in the United States and the founder and director of the California College of Ayurveda. And the website of reference once again is ayurvedacollege.com. Dr. Halpern, thanks once again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.